This show furnished by City of Hope.
This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC, 800-222-5222. No questions too dumb, no questions too tough, no questions too embarrassing. 800-222-5222. And here's Dr. Chambers.
This is Dr. Chambers on Call on KABC Talk Radio 790. Who am I? I am an acute care physician, an MD. I'm here live and local every Saturday, noon to 1, keeping you healthy without that dreaded copay. And here's the beauty of it. No appointment needed, no insurance needed. All you got to do is call in with whatever is on your mind about your health. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. That's 800-222-5222. In the next hour, I want to take you on a little journey about all the news that's been hitting the medical headlines over the last week. And it's been really diverse. Something as simple as, what happens when you swab all the equipment in a gym? What kind of bugs do you find? Won't particularly like the answer to that one. Pharmacists are now in the business of prescribing birth control for women. Don't need to see your doc. You can go straight to the pharmacist and they'll take care of you. And in a week when we've had really some positive news about women and their bodies, Ashley Graham is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She is a, what they describe as a plus-size model. Looks kind of beautiful to me. You want to see a picture of her? Just go to my Facebook page, Dr. Chambers on Call. That is in the same week as we're seeing young girls on Twitter posing with A24 sheets. A24 sheets, you know, those 8 inches by 11 inches? And the idea is that they're thinner than the page when it's held vertical. So body shaming is alive and well. But first, let's talk about something that's a little bit necessary, but maybe not quite as much fun. And it's health insurance. We all gotta have it now. It's the law. You gotta have health insurance, or they can fine you at the end of the tax year. So what exactly do we want from health insurance? Well, we want it to cover us when we're sick, right? When you're sick, you don't care if you have health insurance. You want health care. But you got to buy the health insurance before you get sick. So when you're looking to buy health insurance, what should you be thinking about? There are 3 broad categories you need to understand. How much am I going to pay for this? What am I getting? And what doctors or hospitals can I use? Now, most people I know more about their cell phone plan than they do about their health care. They know how much the cell phone is going to cost them every week, max. They know that if they have an international plan and they're calling South America, they're calling Europe, they're calling Canada, they know how much it's going to cost them. Most people don't know how much it's going to cost them if they get sick. They may know the copay to go to their doctor. They don't know the copay to go to the emergency room. They've no idea what it's going to cost if they're admitted to hospital. They don't know the difference between daycare procedures and hospitalization. And this is all important stuff that you got to understand. So the first part you want to start is, how much is it going to cost me? What's my monthly premium? How much do I need to pay them every month for them to give me health insurance? That's the minimum out-of-pocket expense you're going to have. If it's $200, $500, $800, $1,000, whatever it is to cover you and your family, you must pay that every month. And if you don't pay it, if you're late paying it, there can be a problem. They can immediately just discontinue. If you get sick or your family member gets sick, you've suddenly got no coverage, and then you have big bills. So you've got to keep that up. Then the other thing that people stumble on is my deductible. What is a deductible? That's the amount that you must pay before the insurance pays anything. So you've got to pay that out of pocket. Nowadays, a lot of people are going for high deductible plans. And by high deductible plans, I mean this. There's the first $2,000, $4,000, $5,000 is out of their pocket before the insurance company covers anything. Now, personally, and as a physician, I hate these plans because it's not really healthcare coverage. It doesn't really cover you. People go to the doctor. They're worried about what blood tests will cost. What will this cost? What will that cost? They're terrified to go to the emergency room even when they need it. And you've got to go to the emergency room when you need it. So you have your monthly premium. You have your deductible. You have your copays. And then they have this little thing they stick in there called co-insurance. And you go like, what's the co-insurance? I'm not in the co-insurance business. I'm in the let me buy some healthcare coverage business. Well, co-insurance is you've paid your monthly premium, you've paid your deductible off, and then they say to you, you know what? You need an MRI of your knee because you blew it out in that basketball game. Well, your co-insurance means that you pay 20% of it and your insurance company pays 80%. And if the MRI costs $1,000, you're up on the hook for $200. They're on the hook for $800. But the thing is, the insurance company doesn't pay that whole $800. Nah. They've done a deal. They have done a deal with the scanner people. They're probably paying a fraction of that. But you're on the hook for the full $200. Isn't life wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? So you kind of cover the costs. And then you say to yourself, what am I going to get for this? Do I get doctor visits covered? Do I get emergency room visits covered? And how much do I have to pay if I do that? And then what hospitalization is covered? When does it kick in? If I'm a young woman and I get pregnant and my insurance starts July 1, but I'm already pregnant beforehand, what does that mean? Will they cover me? Will they not cover me? Average pregnancy can cost you $30,000 if you do not have coverage. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. Now, I hear millennials out there say, oh, we don't need insurance. We're always healthy. Well, if you break an ankle skateboarding, you're hang gliding, you're sports active, or you get appendicitis, the bill can be enormous. So you got to think about those kind of things. And then when you're deciding on your health insurance, you've got to decide, is the doctor you want in-network? Is the doctor you want approved by your insurance company? Because if they're not and you want to still see them, you're going to be paying more money. And the other thing you have to understand is this. Not every hospital is covered by your insurance group. Now, if you get acutely sick, you should go to the nearest emergency room. But know this. If you live in a neighborhood that has two or three or four emergency rooms, your insurance company may have done a deal with one of them and not the other. That doesn't mean you won't be treated in the emergency room. Of course you will be, but your bill will be higher. And if they have to hospitalize you and you're out of network, oh my God, the bill is way, way higher. Now, some years ago was the first time I ever got sick in my adult life. I've been in America for a long time. I've been practicing medicine. I've been giving people advice on insurance and this and that. But then I got sick. It's like 2 a.m. I had this awful belly pain, and I ended up in a local emergency room here in Santa Monica. I go in there. I'm rolled over in pain. I see this young doctor. He's talking to me. He does a plain x-ray of my belly, abdomen, what they call a KUB, kind of technology used in the 1950s. I was surprised he even heard of it. And at the end of it, he says to me, we've done some blood tests on you, and your liver is a little bit inflamed, and the x-ray shows you're constipated. And I looked at him and said, I have an inflamed liver and I'm constipated? Do you think you could link them? And he looked at me. And I said, you know, I'm in my 40s. I haven't been in an emergency room since I was 5 years of age as a patient. And that's when you're throwing the guy a lifeline. You're saying to him, you've missed something. You're not putting it together right. Think again. His thinking again was, why don't you go see your specialist? Why don't you go see your own doctor tomorrow and he can sort it out? So what did I do wrong there? Well, I didn't actually tell him I was a doctor. I didn't tell him that I didn't really accept his diagnosis. This is a big no-no. I should have told him that I didn't really quite, couldn't put it all together. I couldn't put over why I was doubled over with pain and I had constipation. Come on. And the fact that I had been in an emergency room for over 40 years was kind of illustrative to him that he was missing something. So then I started on this long journey, and the bills started to come in. I had to go see a specialist, and now I said I was a doctor. So he wanted to do all these tests, all these special scans and all the rest of it. I got a CAT scan, sat outside the room with the radiologist who was reading it. He came out and told me it was normal. I went like, normal? So why do I have this pain? I'm constipated? Really? Normal? Are you serious? He was. Got an ultrasound. Gallstones. went back to the specialist. He said, yeah, I don't really think you've got, you know, gallbladder disease. I think you've got a really uncommon biliary cancer kind of picture. And I go, no, I'm a guy in my 40s. I've got gallstones and ones in the family. My liver was inflamed. Then they wanted me to go to a highfalutin specialist, surgical specialist, not the everyday surgeon, cut out my gallbladder, a specialist, a super duper guy, national expert, who's going to get in there, and when he found the cancer, would work his way through. What are you going to do? You're going to have to kind of listen. Then the bills start coming in, one at a time. And I have a thing called POS, which is point of service, right? So when you think of the basic categories of insurance coverage, you have PPO, which a lot of you are familiar with. That's kind of like private insurance. You can decide what specialist you want to go to. You can decide whether you need your scan. Then you have HMO, which covers everything. And you have POS, which is a combination of HMO and PPO. And in this setting, I was using my PPO, which meant I had more out-of-pocket stuff, but I could choose the specialist. Well, what happened was this. I sat down, going through the scan with this fancy, high-powered surgeon. It turns out my pancreas was inflamed, but he still thought I might have the cancer. They didn't want to operate because the liver was inflamed. Then weeks and weeks and weeks later, I'm getting sicker and getting sicker and getting sicker. And eventually I said, listen, dudes, this is it. Had it. You got to operate. Cut out the gallbladder. Let's go in there. Let's see what's happening, which is what they did eventually. And, of course, I just had old-fashioned gallbladder disease, thankfully, and I'm well. So when I come back from break, I want to talk to you a little bit about what happened to me, about the insurance stuff, about all the bills, about people calling me saying, oh, you're not covered for this, you've got to pay for this out of pocket. One group, the anesthetist who was in charge during the surgery, his group called and said, hey, your insurance company is not paying, why don't you pay us now? And when they pay you, we'll pay you back. And I said, whoa, do I look that green? I mean, you can even see me. More about my journey through medical insurance when I come back. 800-222-5222. If you want to call in with whatever is on your mind about your health, doesn't have to be about health insurance. Don't forget, we're also talking about body shaming today. This is Dr. Seamus on call on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Stay tuned for more Dr. Chambers on Call.
Dr. Stephen Foreman on Cancer and City of Hope.
So the exciting work we're doing right now has to do with how to use the immune system to treat cancer. And that therapy is being used for diseases that, who would have guessed, melanoma, lung cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, and in our program, we're trying to extend this to many other diseases, prostate, pancreas, breast, ovary, cervix, brain, to make not just surgery, radiation chemotherapy part of what people get, but maybe immune therapy is part of their therapy and maybe the only therapy they get. And I think that is the new frontier for us, and it addresses the patient's question, what can my immune system do to help get me well? And we're saying, you know, we think you're right, and we think we have some things that will hopefully be good for you.
City of Hope is a world leader in cancer research and treatment. Our doctors and scientists turn laboratory breakthroughs into treatments that outsmart cancer. Find out more at cityofhope.org. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul.
Dustin Brown.
It's from center ice! Dustin Brown!
Jonathan Quick.
Centers in front, shot. Save is made by Quick.
Andre Kopitar.
The puck in front, Kopitar on goal. Backhander, score!
And the rest of your Los Angeles Kings are out to reclaim their throne.
Royalty reigns again in the NHL!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years. Kings, Jets, tonight at 6:30 on your home for Kings Hockey.
790 KABC.
Home to Kings, baby.
Dr. Yumin Fong on Cancer and City of Hope.
So the reason I came here as a surgeon is that I do robotic liver and pancreatic surgery. That's something actually fairly new. This was one of the very first places to embrace this technology. I'm also a gene therapist. What I do is I redesign nature's viruses to go and seek out cancer cells that are circulating the body and go and hunt them down and kill them. And now there's a whole new field in science called gene editing. We're now able to go into cells and actually change the genes that are already there. We could go and repair genes that are bad. We can actually turn off genes that are trying to cause too much inflammation and cause damage. Some of the best scientists in the world right now working on those things are here.
City of Hope is a world leader in cancer research and treatment. Our doctors and scientists turn laboratory breakthroughs into treatments that outsmart cancer. Find out more at cityofhope.org. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul.
This show furnished by City of Hope.